It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We take you till 8 o'clock this evening. I'll tell you what, it's kind of a sneaky, important game for Illinois football tomorrow. They match up against Purdue. Now, they're 4-1. Their one loss, their last time out, when they lose to Penn State 21-7. They were coming off that great win against Nebraska before then. But when you look at their next two games after tomorrow, they play Michigan and Oregon. So if they don't beat Purdue, there's the possibility that what started as a 4-0 start could kind of go very bad very quickly. But they are expected to win tomorrow. We're very happy to welcome onto the program. He writes about the Fighting Illini in addition to a bunch of other things. You can read a lot of his Illini work at SI. .com, the Illinois Fighting Illini section of Sports Illustrated's website. He is Jason Langendorf. You follow him on Twitter at Jason Langendorf. Jason, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm good.
This really, do you agree kind of with my premise there that this one's a really important one for Illinois tomorrow if they want to put together the kind of season that they would like?
Well, I mean, absolutely. It's, I think the way that the season is shaped up, they're 4-1 now. They're in a position to, I mean, realistically, if they can win this game and they can beat Michigan, you're talking about, potential in the college football playoff, which no one was thinking about before the season. So, if we're thinking along those lines, then yeah, you got to beat Purdue because, one foot in front of the next, if they can't beat the Boilers, they're not going to beat Michigan anyway. So, it's a must win. I think the good news for Illinois is that, I don't want to say it's an easy win, but it is not the sort of must win that we usually talk about. This is one that they ought to be able to kind of check the box off right away.
And the news coming out of Purdue is that their quarterback, Hudson Card, is going to miss the game as a result of being in concussion protocol. And with that, it feels like maybe that sets things up even more for Illinois. But, I mean, we saw this past weekend with so many ranked teams losing. We saw, obviously, the Alabama loss. You have to take your opponent seriously.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and the thing is I think if you want to fish for a reason why something wild might happen and if I'm Brett Bielema, I'm motivating my guys you're going to talk about Vandy, Bama. You're going to fall back on some of these things. You might say, hey, listen, we don't know this kid. He was a redshirt freshman. Ryan Brown, freshman quarterback. Brand new. He's thrown the ball, I think, maybe 11 times this season. And nobody knows what you're going to get with him. Now, I don't think he's going to turn around Purdue's season starting tomorrow. But you could feasibly say, all right, well, we don't know this guy. We haven't prepared for this guy. There's a lot of things that can happen. Purdue's had Illinois' number lately. You can look at all those factors. But given that tomorrow's, the conditions are going to be a little gusty, it sounds like. You're throwing this kid into the fire. And Illinois's got one of the sort of most, I would say, most underrated defenses in the country, certainly in the Big Ten. It's not looking good for an upset here.
You wrote about the running back situation for Illinois, where they got four guys that they can hand it off to, and they've all shown the ability to run and run well, but all of their skill sets are a little bit different as well. You're looking at a Purdue defense that doesn't do especially well against the run. You've got all these guys that can attack a defense in very different ways. It feels like this is a great opportunity for Illinois to have some success on the ground, like they've largely had this year.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those games where Bielema really, really tries to knock heads and get after it, kind of old school, let these guys loose, keep them all fresh, just keep pounding Purdue at every opportunity because you're going to, you control the ball, you keep your defense off the field, you keep everybody fresh and sharp, and you give Purdue fewer chances to create something from nothing and for fewer surprises to happen. It's also just a chance for them to get well. The run game has been a little bit lagging compared to a lot of the rest of the pieces in Champaign right now. But, you know, again, this is a chance for them to go well.
How are you surprised? I mean, very few people, I think, expected the team to be in the top 25 and 4-1 through five games. But what is your level of surprise with the amount of success they've had and the way they've won some of these games? I keep going back to that Nebraska game. The character that they showed finding a way to win that game was so impressive.
Yeah, it really was. I think, you know, I'm surprised. I will say that. I've seen quite a bit of bad Illinois football over the years, and particularly lately. And I don't know that anyone really saw this coming, certainly not the opportunity that's ahead of them right now. And if they can, you know, kind of reach out with both hands and grab it, I mean, that's what we've seen them do so far. They're taking advantage of the moment. You know, Penn State notwithstanding, that wasn't the best look for the Illini, but they also, if you think about how many times they kind of shot themselves in the foot, and this goes against what you were talking about, sort of, you know, being tough in the moment, being, you know, disciplined, playing smart, you know, that needs to be done, especially if you're going to be on the road and you want to compete against teams like Penn State. But if they can cut that out and do what they've done the rest of the season, they're extremely competitive. They have been competitive against top 25 teams already this season.
Is there something to be said for when you bring in a coach to a situation that's not a great situation, and especially if that coach has a pedigree, and I would argue that Brett Bielema absolutely does, that you sure give him time to let it work, because maybe the seat was a little bit warm even last year, but they gave him time, they gave him resources. I don't think he's been worried about his job, and not that the season is over. There's still a lot that they need to accomplish this year, but it really feels like this is the culmination of him establishing his program.
Yeah, it does feel like that, and I do agree. I think, particularly when it comes to college football, you know, you can't expect an instant turnaround, particularly in the Big Ten when you're dealing with so many other teams that are recruiting at that level. You've got to have the horses, you've got to have the talent. That takes time, and when you're trying to build a winning culture and instill some of these you know, some of these principles, some of these characteristics into your team, I mean, that takes time. And it doesn't always work. You know, you can talk about culture all you want. But Bielema definitely is a guy who's had that success in the past. It looks like he's starting to turn this team around. And you know, I think Purdue, even though it's not an accurate litmus test to see where they are, I mean, If Illinois goes out there and really buries them tomorrow, they've got a huge group of recruits coming in yet again tomorrow to kind of take a look and you know, look under the hood. If they can impress in front of these kids and start building that next group of Illini players, I mean, that's the sort of stuff that you build programs on. They just got to keep the momentum going.
Jason Langendorf, he writes about the University of Illinois football program for SI. If you just get to the Illinois Fighting Illini on SI page, you'll see a lot of Jason's work right there. You can also follow him on Twitter at Jason Langendorf. Jason, thanks for taking some time. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Jason Langendorf joining us here on the program, and we appreciate a few moments with him. Biggest game this weekend, arguably out of the Big Ten, Ohio State and Oregon. Isn't it? It's still weird saying that's a Big Ten matchup, by the way. It's going to, like, sometimes when teams leave one conference and go to another, like when Texas A&M went to the SEC, and I'm a Big 12 guy, but when Texas A&M went to the SEC, immediately it was a fit. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. They look like an SEC team. Oregon does not feel like a Big Ten team for me, and it's going to take a little while for me to feel more comfortable with that one. But the biggest game in the nation, arguably, will take place out of the Big Ten Conference and in Eugene, Oregon tomorrow, where number 2 Ohio State and number 3 Oregon are going to match up against each other. And this game obviously has national championship implications. For all we know, this could be a preview of this year's national title game, depending on what happens as we we continue down the line. All right, when we come back, we're going to switch gears and get back to talking baseball. Our own Kevin Wheeler is set to join us in just a moment. We're going to talk through what Derek Gould reported today, that the Cardinals are really working to have their minor league pitchers, starting pitchers specifically, have those guys throw more innings to help them be better prepared for the big leagues. I think it's a really good thing the Cardinals are doing. What is the implication and the impact of it? We'll discuss that coming up in just a moment. Kevin Wheeler joins us after this. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.